From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. European finance officials are hustling to hammer out a bailout of Ireland that could total more than $100 billion. The goal, to try to contain that country's debt crisis and keep it from spreading to other vulnerable nations such as Portugal and Spain. The BBC's Jonathan Charles says the bailout appears to be coming despite the insistence by Ireland's government that it doesn't need help.
Reading between the lines at the end of the Eurogroup meeting, the 60 members of the Euro, it's absolutely clear that there is going to be, by the looks of it, a bailout of Ireland. They are sending all the signals that these talks are intensifying. These negotiations between Ireland, the European Commission, the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund. And whatever Ireland is saying now about we don't need a loan, the rest of the Eurogroup has pretty much decided they do need one and they're going to get it.
The BBC's Jonathan Charles in Brussels. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says European officials are moving quickly because they learned from their slow response to the debt crisis in Greece earlier this year. Concerns over debt problems in Europe have put downward pressure on stock prices in the U.S., with the Dow Industrials dropping just over 1.5% yesterday. But Jack Ablin, chief investment officer at Harris Private Bank in Chicago, cautions against overreacting.
To the average investor, these issues in Europe are certainly a concern, but nothing that would warrant changing your investment strategy.
General Motors announces today the price and the number of shares it will sell in its initial public stock offering, which begins tomorrow. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports investor interest in the offering has been stronger than expected.
The U.S. Treasury currently owns 61% of GM. After the IPO, the government will be a minority stakeholder. The former head of President Obama's auto task force, Steve Rattner, says the government may be able to sell all its GM stock within 2 years, and that taxpayers will likely lose very little of their investment in the auto company. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
Lawmakers hold party caucuses on Capitol Hill today to elect leaders for the next session of Congress. But NPR's Paul Brown reports Democrats are still in control for now in the lame duck session, and Republicans are pledging to block as much of the Democrats' legislative agenda as possible.
Republican John Boehner of Ohio is seen as the shoe-in for House Speaker in January. And House Democrats appear ready to stick with outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, even though she's been a target of Republican and Tea Party ridicule. Between now and January, Democrats still in the majority want to give Social Security recipients $250 each to make up for a lack of cost of living increases next year. They want to extend unemployment benefits, allow gays to serve openly in the military, ratify a nuclear weapons reduction treaty with Russia, and act regarding expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts. But few observers expect the lame duck session to be very productive.
This is NPR News from Washington. Republican Senator John Kyle of Arizona, the chief Senate GOP negotiator on the pending arms control treaty with Russia, has moved to block a vote on that pact during the lame duck session of Congress. That announcement by Kyle appears to undermine President Obama's hopes of having that treaty ratified by the end of this year. The treaty would force both the United States and Russia to scale back their nuclear arsenals and resume inspections of each other's weapons, inspections that lapsed last year. China's government is ordering tougher fire prevention measures after a blaze that gutted a high-rise apartment building in Shanghai. NPR's Rob Gifford reports at least 53 people were killed and dozens of others are missing.
Shanghai's fire chief, Chen Fei, said firefighters searched the 28-story building thoroughly after the fire was put out and could not have missed anyone. But one Shanghai newspaper printed a list of 36 people still being sought, and relatives at the scene had still not found their loved ones. The government has ordered authorities to improve fire safety and prevention, and it named construction sites and high-rise buildings as areas needing extra attention. Police detained four unlicensed welders on Tuesday who were working on renovations when sparks from their welding apparently spread to bamboo scaffolding. Fire Chief Chen Fei sought to deflect public outrage over the government's handling of the disaster, saying firefighters had done the best that could be expected given the height of the building. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
A rare pink diamond has been auctioned off in Geneva for a record price of more than $46
million. $40,500,000 francs, the world record price for a jewelry auction, selling it sold.
Sotheby's auctioneer announcing the winning bid for the 24-carat diamond, which is purchased by a gem dealer. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.